Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about all the latest news from last weekend's Premier League football, and we're going to take a look at the past perfect.
We also have a new football phrase for you to guess and a Premier League prediction for you to make. We'll have all of that later on. Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
Jamie Vardy is back to his best for the champions.
Leicester City beat Manchester City 4-2, and Jamie Vardy scored a hat-trick to shock Pep Guardiola's team. Vardy hadn't scored for 10 Premier League games, but looked like he'd been scoring goals all season.
Costa keeps Chelsea flying high.
Diego Costa grabbed the only goal of the game as Chelsea beat West Brom. This was Chelsea's 9th Premier League win in a row, and they stay top of the table by 3 points.
Arsenal stay in touch after beating Stoke.
Arsenal are Chelsea's closest challengers and beat Stoke City 3-1 at the weekend. It wasn't easy. Stoke had taken the lead before goals from Walcott, Ozil and Iwobi gave Arsenal victory.
There were some great games last weekend and lots of goals. Hull and Palace drew 3-3, and Watford, Burnley and Swansea all scored 3 times.
And some great individual performances too. Manchester United's Henrik Mkhitaryan got his first Premier League goal against Spurs. Diego Costa was the difference for Chelsea, and Riyad Mahrez was looking good again for Leicester.
But our player of the week this week is another Leicester City player. Jamie Vardy.
No competition this week, really. A hat-trick against Manchester City. The only thing I'm surprised about is that this was Vardy's first Premier League hat-trick. Vardy had never scored a Premier League hat-trick before.
Yes, that is a bit surprising. In the previous section, we spoke about Leicester City's win against Manchester City and Jamie Vardy.
Earlier, I said Vardy hadn't scored for 10 Premier League games. And later I said Vardy had never scored a Premier League hat-trick before.
In both these sentences, Jack was talking about something that happened before another thing in the past. When we want to speak about one thing that happened in the past before another thing in the past, we can use the past perfect.
We create the past perfect by using a subject, I or you or he, she, and then had, followed by the third form of the verb or the past participle. For example, the third form of go is gone. In verb tables, you see go, went, gone.
Yes, but the verb go is irregular. Most verbs end in ed, like played, worked, and scored. So a verb table with regular verbs would say play, played, played, work, worked, worked, and score, scored, scored.
That's right. Normally, you only see irregular verbs in tables. Verbs like be, was, were, been, or take, took, taken. In the past perfect, we're looking at the third form, or what is known as the past participle.
So we get Vardy hadn't scored for 10 Premier League games, or Vardy had never scored a Premier League hat-trick before.
Let's look at these Jamie Vardy examples now, and we'll look at some more examples using irregular verbs in a moment.
We use the past perfect when we want to speak about two things in the past that happened at different times. What are the two things in these Jamie Vardy sentences?
Well, the most important thing was that Jamie Vardy scored against Manchester City. This happened last Saturday. Very nice goals too.
And the second action?
The sentence is negative. In the match before last weekend, Vardy didn't score. And in the one before that, Vardy didn't score. In fact, in the 10 matches before Saturday, Vardy didn't score. So we can use the past perfect to say that before the weekend, Vardy hadn't scored for 10 matches. He hadn't scored since September.
So if we look at the other example, Vardy had never scored a Premier League hat-trick before. We use the past perfect because we are talking about his hat-trick last Saturday, and we're contrasting that with everything before last Saturday, because he'd never scored a Premier League hat-trick before.
Yes, we use the past perfect with the action that is further back in time. In the next section, we're going to look at some more examples.
Let's look at two example sentences in the past. I went to the football stadium at 1 o'clock yesterday. Jack went to my house at 2 o'clock yesterday.
Both of these sentences are in the past simple, but we can put them together using the past perfect.
Jack went to my house at 2, but I'd already gone to the football stadium.
Here we have two actions in the past. We use the past perfect with gone because this is the action that is earlier or further in the past.
Let's take a look at another example. I knew the result because I'd seen the match earlier, but I watched the highlights anyway.
You watch too much football, Rich. You need to get out more. Anyway, Rich uses the past perfect because he's talking about watching the match live earlier in the day and then watching the highlights show on TV later in the day.
We're going to give you a few sentences and we want you to think why we use the past perfect. Have a listen and then tell us why we use the past perfect in the comments section.
All of the sentences are correct, but in one sentence, it's not necessary to use the past perfect. Which one is it?
The first sentence is, Leicester City had never won the Premier League until they won it last season.
The second sentence is, it was difficult for Steven Gerrard to leave Liverpool because he had played for the club since he was 7 years old.
And the third sentence is, Yaya Toure had played in many countries before he played in the Premier League.
Let us know in the comments section below.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, of course. But first, let's take a look at the answer to last week's football phrase. The phrase was a two-footed tackle. This is a challenge, or a tackle, when both feet are off the ground when you make contact with the ball or other player. It's often a bad foul and will mean a yellow or even a red card.
Yes, I've seen some really nasty ones in the past. I'm happy it's something that referees are trying to stop. Well done to Lubomir and Alex from Ukraine. You both got the correct answer last week. I think it was quite difficult. Can we make it easier this week, Jack?
The football phrase this time is an object you wear on your legs. They are called... And you wear them under your socks to protect your legs from two-footed tackles and other bad challenges.
Good explanation, Jack. I think we will get a few more answers this week. Last week's prediction was the match between Manchester United and Tottenham. United won 1-0 with a great goal from the Armenian Henrik Mkhitaryan. I went for a draw last week, so no points for me. But more joy for Jack and our listeners, who both predicted a win for the Red Devils. That's 1 point for Jack, who went for 2-0 to United, and our listeners, who thought it would finish 2-1.
That extends my lead at the top of the league. I've got 10 points. Our listeners are on 9, and you're on your own at the bottom with 8 points. What's your prediction this week, Rich? I'll make sure to predict the opposite.
It's the Liverpool derby next Monday, but we usually record the podcast on Mondays, so I'm going to look at the second most important match next weekend, in my humble opinion. Manchester City take on Arsenal next Sunday. Two of the main title contenders go head-to-head. Recently, the two teams are in contrasting form. Arsenal have scored 12 goals in their last three matches, but City haven't won in their last three matches and haven't won at home since the middle of September. Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil are playing brilliantly. So I'm going to go for an away win. Final score, Manchester City 1, Arsenal 2.
Happy to see you're predicting a win for Arsenal. I'm worried about this one and would be happy with a draw. I think it will finish 1-1.
Right, that's all from us. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our Fantasy Premier League page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.